is Boston Accents Podcast, episode 10, recorded on May 6, 2021. Crack a couple brews, come hang with us, and hear about people getting stabbed at rags.
This one's
the fucking Boston Accents Podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Boston Accents.
Boston Accents.
Born and raised in Quincy.
I thought you
Boston Accents.
That's Boston Accents.
It's a hammer and the nails.
Boston Accents.
Quincy kid.
Boston Accents.
Listen to
Dorchester.
Solo.
Dude, he's a good kid.
Boston
Accents.
Real
beer. Then he's seen the cat. So he's got him right around here.
Nothing they can't tell.
So you think it would cost too much money to license Tornado of Souls?
Yeah, dude, why would we pay money to license a song? I can literally just sample it. I slow it down like 5%. Then like the little machine can't find it.
Can you do that for me?
That's what I do with everything, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what except for Battle Ruins because we don't have to pay them.
Can you do it with somebody that's going to change that for me?
Yeah, man.
Did I even speak English?
So yeah, having a couple brews.
What the fuck was that baseball story? You were like, he hit a couple fungos.
Oh, yeah. So,
some kid first got hit in the dick.
He got hit in the dick with a fastball, which he split his, he cut his dick or his, nobody, the only person I saw was the coach.
There was blood coming out.
There was blood coming through his white fucking pants, but I was playing third base and I was just sitting around like picking daisies, like not paying attention. The coach was hitting fungos. I'm just standing, I never moved out in the foul territory. And he just, I don't know if he did it on purpose, but he hit it like, it just line drive.
Funko Pop.
Line drive right in the nuts. But it's like one of those things like.
Wait, you got hit in the nuts?
You get hit in the nuts square on, like you just out cold.
This is when you had two nuts.
I've always had like one nut for a long, long time. We know the story.
So it's like you got hit in the nut.
One and a half. One dead one. One smoked out. The one that smoked Jesus out. It's choked off. Choked off from life. Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's also a Murata song.
And then what happened? I think choked off from life.
It's so cold. Woke up like, you know, like somebody carried me off and I just came back too.
So you just go out cold?
I did because it's just like shock. Like, when you get square on the nuts, man, there's just nothing like that pain. Especially when your nuts are already sensitive because one's already.
Dude, come
like
here for a second.
Not touching my
nut. Let's see if you go to
sleep. No, you can't. If you just like touch my nut, like it hurts.
I will. I'll
it
touch
hurts.
It.
It hurts like crazy.
I'll touch it with like a bat.
Like. It's like one of the reasons I went to the doctor bat. Last time because like I shouldn't just touch it like this.
Let me and touch it with my hurt. Bat, dude. Come here. If I touch your ball with my dick, what will happen?
I don't know.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
It would fuse together.
Can you grab me a beer, Pierce? Anything but that blueberry one? Or that blueberry one.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Hulse Farmstead, though. That's one of the best lagers I've ever had in my life. The thing was smooth. Could whistle that down. You could drink like 800 of those in one sitting and not even get loaded.
Thanks, man. Yeah, dude, I just did a fucking, my back is fucked, and I just did an eight, nine hour round trip up to Hill, grabbed some beers. We just drank a Mary and a Marie, and they're pretty fucking good, not going to lie to you.
I still feel bad about that trip. We went to Hills Farms at that time right before they became what they were, so that was the last time we could actually go there and, like, fart around.
We were, like the only people there.
Yeah,
and
then I had to go. I wouldn't even let you guys stop to get
so what happened was, this place is, like, fucking 4 hours away in Vermont from Boston. Bob's like, I'll drive. We're like, all right, man. So who's it? Me, you, Matt Lance, Greg.
Good little Mo with his
just
leg.
Me, you, Matt, and Lance.
And we're having a fun time. We're listening to tunes. We're having some laughs. And all
I'm
of a sudden,
hungry.
Bob's phone
fuck
rings.
You.
He pulls over. He makes a phone call. He comes back in. He has a different look
no,
in his eye.
No, he never
like,
tells his story.
We're like, Bob, we're
straight.
Hungry. He's like, no. We're like, what do you mean? He's like, can we stop and get something? He's like, I got to get home. Like
no, there was
his
no
wife
100%
fun. Called him. Like, are you at work? And he's like, yep. And he was in the middle of Vermont. So we just go there. No. We're there like 10 minutes. He's like just fun vacuuming the fuck out of us. We get back in the car and just drive straight home 4 hours. Lance is like, dude, I got to piss. Like, I had Bugles and like raspberry seltzer. It was fucking
awesome.
That's rough,
I don't like when two people are in the same story and the story's told blatantly fucking wrong.
There we were on a boat somewhere
it's
in
like
the middle of
the dick pump.
In your
it's
version, like, you kept like pulling over and we were getting food.
No, in my version, you guys didn't get to eat, but I already knew before I left that I had to be home at like a certain time. It's just like, whatever. Like,
well, she definitely called
beer.
To remind you then.
There's no phone calls. Just, I remember Matt being like, can I just get like. All we got was like the shitty salami from like the mobile station. Like,
that's not the last time you got the shitty salami at a gas station.
Still better than Bugles, man. No
but
one ever
but I actually, this is one of the few, I have very few regrets in life, but I regret that because that was the last time before they blew up. Like we could have literally just, it was like, remember the, what else was there? There was beautiful things going
oh,
on.
Oh, the girl
there.
One. Yeah, she went to college like, in Boston. Back then, it was just a garage door. They hadn't expanded or nothing. Wait, can I tell the story about the time you were at my house and you got the phone call?
Please do.
You already told that one.
Yeah, but no, I want to hear that again, man.
Not
you
on
told
this.
It. You told it on the podcast.
Oh, I did?
You did.
Was it that one we didn't use?
No, you used it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's on the podcast.
All right. Oh, just so heads up to everyone listening. First of all, sorry you listened to this podcast. Second of all, that fucking Sublime cover band is back again. Next, I'm going to do my best to edit it out. I'm probably going to give up halfway through. So if you hear like some like fat bass grooves,
you know,
it's fucking sorry. Blame.
Right near the beach.
I went in there to see what time they were going to fucking leave. And the bassist, he's like legitimately 7'1". He has a 4 foot long giant fucking gray beard. It went like, it was as tall as I am. It was fucking insane.
Let's call him Gandalf and Randolph.
We actually should interview them and find out like why they continue to play that music and where they're going to take that and what they're going to do.
We should
with
have
it.
Them come in here and like sit down and like give them like a real interview.
I'm just curious what the fuck. Like, who is making that? Like, where are they gonna showcase that?
Like, anyone that listens to Sublime should just be fucking murdered outright. But imagine being in like a band that just sounds a lot like Sublime now.
It's not like Hagfish and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones are looking for an opening act anytime soon.
Dude, I remember seeing that Hagfish band Stickers.
What's the?
And I thought that their name was stupid. They were a ska fucking band or something?
They're like a more of a, yeah, they're like a shade below. They played less ska, but they were more like one of those like bubblegum like poppy fucking bands.
I'm thinking, okay, was there a band called Ragfish?
You're thinking of Hagfish.
Lungfish.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Lungfish is good. That's kind of...
That's full-on.
Debatable
ska,
if that's good or not. Is that Daniel Higgs? Was that the dude from...
Derek Riggs.
That's the dude that...
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Drew the Iron Maiden stuff, right?
Just wait till your birthday comes up, buddy. I got something for you this year.
It's a lungfish.
My birthday already happened. My birthday already happened.
It happens every fucking year,
yeah,
dude. Is that a serious fucking thing?
Yeah, you didn't come, cocksucker.
If I went over there, I would have. So much cum. So hey, a lot of cum talk before we fucking started recording today.
Yeah, talk about the old man.
Let's cut that out.
The old man with the Brazilian wax, like
no, no, hey, people are gonna find out about that when it happens. It's gonna be a surprise. Lunchbox.
I don't know. I'm.
Do you want to talk about like a agenda
I talk
item?
About Fireball, because I love Fireball.
Well, no. So this is a thing. So this is check this out. My mom's house is on like a major street in Quincy, Beale Street. I mean, a lot of you guys probably went to my old place on Beale Street. It's a block away. So people are always walking home from the T and throwing shit in the fucking yard. Like, that's a thing. Like, I'm walking down Beale Street.
That.
There's not a trash barrel to be seen. Am I going to bring my trash home? No. I'm going to throw it in the fucking street like a piece of shit. So for a while, there was no nips of booze. Like, during COVID when no one was working, like, you could tell. It's a way to measure how many people are taking the tea. No nips. It was fucking awesome. Last week, 100 fucking nips in the fucking bushes.
We're back,
in the
baby.
Fucking yard. Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? She's like, dude, people are fucking taking the tea again. This is 100% proves it. Unless it was just some bum drinking like 100 fireballs. But she's pretty convinced it means a lot of foot traffic. So I think COVID's over. Fireball's back.
That's amazing that's a regular thing that people take the edge off.
Well, she said
fireball.
It like it's changed. I don't remember this. She's like, oh, when you were little, it was fucking Seagram's. Everyone was drinking nips of Seagram's.
That makes sense.
So I'm like, I don't
fireball doesn't make any sense.
No, it's been Fireball for like the last 10 years. That shit is like in the
I don't hate it, though, man.
Gutter.
You put that in the fucking
That stuff's awful.
Freezer.
It's the worst shit
no.
of all time. Yeah.
It's in the freezer for a few days, and you just chug that right out of there, man.
Dude, I try not to eat refined sugar. That's why I'm in this.
It definitely comes with,
so nice.
It comes with a side of diabetes, for sure. But,
Man,
it's like it's such a guilty pleasure. It brings back so many terrible memories.
You love it. Fireball? You actually like Fireball?
Yeah, I love it. In the freezer, like I'll take it out and I'll just chug it down. It brings back memories of the Bologna Sisters. Love
Beast
it.
Master.
Drinking under the bridge in Chelsea.
Tell everybody about the Bologna Sisters.
I'm not telling nobody about the Bologna
Sisters.
Come
on, man. We need some stories.
That's another time.
You can't just arbitrarily bring
sure
up the Bologna
Sisters.
Sure
you can. You got to leave people wanting more.
You want me to tell one of the stories?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I'll,
I tell,
no,
only
you tell
I
it. I'll tell the other one.
No,
I don't
I
even
only
know
tell
this.
The stories.
So the first Bologna sister, Veronica.
Oh, you can't even tell the story right that we were together in, for Christ's sake.
Oh, fuck. What was her name?
I don't need you telling what
you heard.
Can you
remind me what her name was, the Bologna sisters?
I'm telling this. So I know them as the Bologna Sisters. There was a dry hump queen of Woburn. There was that one. There's all kinds of good stuff.
The DHQO Dubs?
That was a good one. That was one of the ones we crank called and told their parents that we did to my friend. We called my friend's parents, told them that he died. Then we called their parents and told them that she died.
Got him.
It's the worst prank of all time, by the way. I kind of feel regretful.
You called your own aunt and told her that your cousin died, too.
No, we called my friend. We did something to we pranked my mom.
Oh, yeah, do that one.
No, it's not really that
You guys
funny.
Might remember Bob's mom from a couple episodes
it's
ago.
It's not really that funny. What do you got in that bag over there?
Take a couple fucking pills. I want to loosen up a little bit.
You got
this shit's called Percocet, motherfucker.
You got poppers? I feel like they're more like poppers.
Whoop.
Maximize the size.
A prescription, just in case anyone's wondering, from the doctor.
He says you need a backyard of
problems I have.
Dr. Sumaroff, what doctor are you seeing?
Dr. Acula.
Dr. Rubinoff.
Doctor, I need another beer.
Martian Dracula's a doctor?
You got me one of them Sapporos in there?
What?
Crack open that ice. I'll take some ice. I want the bad guy.
What else do you guys want to fucking talk about? Other shit that's happening in Quincy? There's other shit, man. So like a place I'm a pretty regular dude at, but not as regular as some of my friends, is Rags in Quincy. So any of you guys that are from fucking the South Shore know Rags for sure. Anyone from Quincy definitely fucking knows.
You know what I like about this story? I like that there are 20-year-olds stabbing and fighting. I thought
baby.
I thought that generation was like duds. Like I'm almost happy that people like stabbing each other.
Dude, the scientists did the test. They saw the fireballs were on the street and the stabbings were coming back, and they were like, humanity is taking the throne back from nature.
We probably have herd immunity. Fucking.
I didn't think that generation
a few less of us too.
Yeah. It's all survival of something.
Not that I condone it, but I just didn't think they survival had it in them. I thought they were all like just fucking pansies and like all that stuff. But no, there's people like stabbing each other over nonsense.
Dude, the best thing is they took him to the like hospital and arrested him because he got the shit beat out of him. Like the dude who stabbed 3 guys got smashed. Like,
yeah, one of those bouncers in there recently roofed my boy Oval. Like, I don't know, that bounce is getting a little out of hand. He fucked up the dude that was stabbing everyone. Like, Jesus Christ.
Roofed? What do you mean by roofed? Like, buried?
I think he bounced Oval's face off a table or something. Dude, he had this huge mark on it. And he's like the nicest dude, too. Someone said something to his girlfriend, and he had been drinking for 35 hours, and he just, I think he was like, dude, shut the fuck up. And the bounce just comes flying out of nowhere and tackles him.
Back, baby.
So
ups and downs.
You saw on the fucking news, you're like, dude, is this Rags where you hang out? I'm like, yeah, that's.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, I haven't been there yet. I don't want it to be closed down before I get to going.
Yeah, we got
to
swing in this.
I got to get one of them alumni fucking pies.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah,
heard this place is killer.
Heard it's pretty good as.
I feel like if I don't get stabbed, and I didn't have a complete fucking time.
You can borrow my blade and restab the guy.
Pissed I left my fucking knife at the fucking Squire, man. Bums me out. It's a fucking expensive knife. What a dummy.
You've bitched about that in at least 4 episodes.
It's one of those things I'm never going to rebuy because I spent too much fucking dough on it.
Well, it was the only one in the whole world.
Dude, that thing was
possibly.
No, I could buy it again, but I don't want to spend that kind of fucking dough.
That thing was sold for scrap metal, dude. It's fucking good.
I'm sure somebody got stabbed with it.
Made out of melted down paper clips.
Fuck.
They made some braces for one of the girls that worked there.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking hungry. I didn't eat. I was saved it for after the podcast. I was going to try to, we were trying to go to Kowloon, but their hours, they lied. They lie.
Oh, yeah. So what are you doing later?
I was going to go to Kelly's Pub and get some pies, man. That pizza's fucking legit. Always soaks up the fucking booze, man. Plus the drinks, you can drink there fucking normal.
I'll go to Eastie. So what, you're picking someone up at the airport?
Yeah,
send some shout-outs.
I don't want to send shout-outs. Just picking somebody up at the airport.
Where's a Bruto? What's up?
Yeah, man.
Pizza Bruto.
Chicago. Shouted out.
Well, we're shouting them out, dude. This is like one of your best boys. He's crashing at your pad.
From when the Windy Apple, man. Frank Hurt.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He's a great dude.
He just made that awkward.
I like that dude, man.
Nobody needs shout-outs. Why? Shout-outs.
Everybody likes getting shout-outs, dude.
Nobody likes getting shout-outs. Fucking lame.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Dude, what's your favorite murder that happened locally?
Favorite murder, Charles Stewart.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I was thinking more local than that.
That's like saying the Beatles are your favorite band, though. That's kind of like
total
an
obvious pussy.
But there's a Revere connection to it, and it goes back like family-wise and everything. So, and you know what I like?
The day he killed that chick was the first day that Revere got the internet and television.
You know what I like most about that is that somebody made it. That's the 80s and the 90s. People made tons of dough selling, cleaning, and storing fucking furs. That's what he did for a living.
Okay.
So, but that is like that was like the last decade of when you could like make killer dough, like selling, fucking cleaning, or storing fucking fur.
What happened to all the furs, dude? Like Russians had them?
I don't fucking know. But it's a typical story of New England. Like, that dude's a total Revere townie. Just think of like Quincy townies that like they get a little bit of dough and then they move to like, well, in his case, he moved to Reading, like moved to those suburbs.
Moved to a different apartment in the same complex.
Yeah. Although I feel like
moved out of my mom's house. I'm with my aunt now, dude.
I was gonna say, I feel like Quincy, people don't even leave Quincy at all. Like that bridge is like, that's like far.
It's daunting, dude.
Yeah, when you get to the end of the bridge, though, you got ups and downs there. So you pull in there for a few and then you get bounced back.
We should do sidebar about ups and downs. It's the second time it came up.
I didn't realize it was gone. It's
been gone for a while, but
yeah, I didn't know.
Do you know what the best thing that ever happened at Ups and Downs was?
Multiple stabbings.
I can tell you a lot
it?
Of stories.
You got stabbed it?
Not the time when we went upstairs and saw my buddy's little sister in the boom boom room dancing with a bunch of older dudes. Williamson met his wife at Upstairs Downstairs.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. How fucking sick is that?
Did they meet downstairs?
Yeah, I think. I hope so.
I think they legally have to, yeah.
So you said you had a Quincy murder, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do the Dominatrix, man. Shout out to Duffy if you're still alive. So I'm going to do a little background on this one. We have a little segment called Cool Murders.
No, it's what your favorite local murder.
Yeah, it's subtitled Cool Murders.
Oh, it is pretty cool murders.
Dateline. It's our version of Dateline.
Is Cool Murders the movie about the Jamaican bobsled team?
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool Runnings. Oh, I knew it was something.
No, it's definitely called Cool Murders. It was a Disney movie.
Murderer.
This is our version of Dateline with absolutely no...
All right, the year 2000. Everybody, calm down, dude. Take it easy.
Calm
so I know two now. Separate people. She lived in this, like... spot in Walston, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, do you know that building that was like that weird brick warehouse that they turned into like loft apartments, like way back in the day?
Massey?
No, it's on the other side of the Wally T.
Yeah. It's like a giant kind of Williamson's so grandfather lived there.
Apparently, a lot of people did because Duffy lived right above her, and my buddy Captain Ron's dad lived right below
Captain
her.
Ron.
Oh, shit.
So she was sandwiched between two legendary people, and she became a legend herself. Her name was Barbara Asher. Good for her. Charged with involuntary manslaughter after her client, Michael Lord, cool name, dude, died of a heart attack in her Quincy condo. Prosecutors accused Asher of failing to help Lord, claiming that she and her boyfriend tried to hide Lord's death by dismembering his body and dumping it in a trash bin Augusta, Maine. Dude got recycled. They based their claims on Asher's alleged confession to police, which officers failed to record or document. That's weird. Yeah, they must have been busy at rags or something like that.
Yeah. They were busy killing other fucking people.
She also poisoned my buddy Beaky when she used to work with him in Quincy.
On purpose?
So shout out to Boston Financial.
I do remember that.
She was obsessed
that.
With him, and she started like putting shit in his coffee, and he got like wicked sick and went to the hospital. And turns out he poisoned.
When you brought that up, I started like doing like a searching around trying to like, a lot of that stuff is kind of like scrubbed. It's hard to find.
It's actually wicked easy. I just Googled it right before I came over here because I did no work for this podcast.
Well, it's scrubbed. Like, dude, they're trying to hide like the fucking...
No, there's just some stuff.
I went on the deep web. I used Google.
Ah, for Christ's sake. Who are you exhausting? Seriously. Fuck. I you know what? I don't even know why...
Hack the planet, baby.
But it, when you brought it up, it tied in something. I was getting drum heads last week. I go to this place, National Music in Woburn. And I've been in there
before.
The
only place to go, really.
Woburn.
He's one of the few places you can get like a 20-inch like floor tom head or whatever, and get it like, and he still like has it. You can buy it right there.
God forbid you use the internet to not have to go there.
It's just cool.
No, it's scrubs, dude. You can't find it.
Don't even scrubs.
Oh, what's cool about them is that any drummers out there that actually listen, like their main gig used to be like just selling straight to like schools and like marching bands and all that stuff. But he's got like dead stock from like the 70s. But long story short, I go in there and he sees my last name when I pay with the card. This is the second time I've been in here.
It says decline, sir.
Yeah. Can I play with Kloner? Kloner or whatever. Affirm. So
Stoop.
It's my elf boots. Remember those elf boots? They're like two sizes too small elf boots. It's inside.
This cool murders fucking thing went off the rails.
So he sees my name and he brings up my it would be my second cousin when I was a kid got murdered in Revere. She was like 17 and
how old is she now?
It's kind of a weird story because I don't think the guy ever got charged with her murder, but they found her in like a dumpster in like Revere. Family was very upset. I was very little. I don't remember very well, but the guy saw my name and he brings it up and
he's like,
"Hey,
bad dumpster,
did you know so and so?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Well, I was her music teacher. I guess he taught music at like..."
Oh fuck!
And I'm just like,
"And her murderer."
But he got weird to the point
taught
where
her how to get murdered.
This is the second time he's seen me. It's like he forgot that he saw me the first time, and he brings it up the second time, and he talks to me. He's very emotional about it, but to a point where it's like creepy, where it's like, did you fucking hack her to pieces and put her in the...
He at least fucked her. Like, hey. He guaranteed at least fucked her.
Like, can I get a deal on these drums, dude? That was my cousin.
I won't turn you in if you give me a couple drums.
But I even called my mother. I'm like, "Ma, do you remember?" Like, and she's like, she's the only one that kind of remembers stuff, but it was like just weird. The guy like just bummed me out. Now I'm just never going to go back there again. Oh, whatever.
Well, I hope that he's listening to this. I hope he learned his lesson.
I also have an uncle that had murdered two people in Florida.
He has his hand up like he's swearing on a fucking Bible. No, it means he does.
Said local murders.
He was this is technically all local.
Right. Where is he?
He was a state trooper for years. Decorated like Vietnam, came back like whatever. Then he was a narc, got hooked on drugs, and then he moved to, like my aunt told him, like, "Beat it, like enough of you."
Rush.
Moved to Florida. And then, like, came home one day and, like, he found his, like, girlfriend in bed with, like, another girl and, like, a dude. And like he had right.
the beginning
had like,
of that wasn't that
he
bad.
Had a 9mm 357 and like fucking like he shot
a 9mm dick. Killed, that's why she was cheating on him.
Killed the two chicks. I guess he I think he wounded the guy because I remember when I was in it was in the Boston Herald like around 87 when it happened.
We gotta get. Can we buy the back issue?
You can Google. You can find it on the internet. But yeah, he shot him. Like he shot him multiple times. Killed two and like wounded. Like I think the guy got wounded. The two girls got killed.
Wound man. Hey, shout out Wound Man.
He was in there like fucking like Wyatt Earp, like pistol packing like two, like a 9mm and 357.
Those are weird though because the nine like has no recoil and 357's like.
But he was like a weird. He was probably fucked up on coke and God knows what, and then didn't like the fact that his girlfriend was like having a three way when he wasn't around.
Let the big dog eat is what I always say.
Had to be a trailer. It was Sarasota, so it had to be a fucking trailer. It was 87. So it had to be a fucking nightmare.
You know who's from Sarasota? The Macho Man.
Yeah. I just watched the A&E biography.
Oh,
on
my boy Regan. He was murdered by a tree, someone right? just watched that too, and they were like, dude, it's fucking sick.
The Dark Side of the Ring is better, but that was it was pretty good because Macho Man is awesome. Like, it's just a human being.
But they portrayed
being.
Him like a dick, and they like left out the fact that Miss Elizabeth was like blasting rails and fucking dudes and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That's what
well,
they said.
The Dark Side of the Ring goes more into like that deep like kind of thing, but the biography like paints him. Dude, he was like he was an awesome fucking wrestler. Like, just he was meant to be. I didn't know he played professional baseball. Like, or got drafted.
Yeah, he got
like,
drafted played, by yeah. someone, right?
It's kind of interesting that I didn't know. No, Dark Side of the Ring is probably one of the best things out there. Wish
it
just
is. It, is it a current? It's like it's on all the time, or is it just one show?
It's on Vice. They do seasons. They're on their third season. It actually right. tonight's the first night for the season three.
Then what the fuck are we doing recording a podcast?
I don't know. We should be watching the Brian Pillman thing, but I don't get fucking Vice on my fucking RCN. Because
I'll give
RCN.
You some fucking advice right now, dude. Shut
advice?
The fuck up.
Did I say advice or Vice? Nice. I can't speak English.
Splice.
Hey, if I wanted to change into a different outfit, yeah. but I wanted to keep recording the podcast, could you guys not? Could you guys close your eyes?
No.
Oh, what the
what
fuck?
What the fuck?
What the happened? Fuck? I didn't do that.
Did they kill the fucking power in here or something?
No, they're still obviously jamming.
Wow, that's weird. What happened?
Hold on. Do you want me to pause the fucking
What was up with the timing on
hey,
that?
Hey, no. Just so everybody knows, the lights just went out and I didn't do it.
It's kind of cool. See if you can hit the fucking like lampshade behind you.
I guess we don't need lights.
Just turn. See if you can turn the lampshade on behind you.
How are we going to know?
Not the lampshade, the stand-up light, whatever the fuck that thing is. Gonna be, there you go, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
the
this
lamp.
Is even better.
This is fucking sick.
This is better. Fluorescent lights suck the fucking life out of you.
Dude, their sublime jams are so sick, they blew every fuse but their own. Remember the old pain cave when Cave-In used to practice next door?
Yeah. And
the volume 1,000?
Yeah.
It was the fucking worst.
Whatever happened to that bitch?
I lost my train of thought.
So I'm drinking Sapporo. What are you drinking, Pierce?
Sapporos, dude.
What are you drinking?
Posse Numbers Fest
Posse,
by Jack Sabby.
Posse Numbers Fest.
That was the birth of the
worst
fucking
fest
light
of
decline.
All time.
That was the greatest fest of all time.
That was the birth
if
of
you
what?
Went there every year and you drank,
yeah.
there was a small crew of us.
So there's like two
like,
of you?
Dude, yeah, there was maybe like five people.
Three, five?
Dude, the Yinglings, two cars back.
Yinglings.
Up.
I got that Yingling vest.
That was the age when like Yinglings were like, people were like, oh, this is a cool thing. But no one in Philly fucking drinks that. They all drink like Coors Light.
Yeah, why would you want to drink Yinglings?
So we'd get like trunkloads of Yinglings and bring them back up to Boston. Oh, yeah. And then it came to Boston. Everyone's like, yeah, whatever, man.
That first weekend, I bought a fucking case of it, probably at least a 12-pack or something.
Everyone's it's
like,
not bad.
But like, who gives a fuck?
But it's supposed to be like a $2 beer. So like, you get it down in Philly for like $2, which is sick.
So you drink it because it's $2.
Like, I don't know why they don't do that with Sam Adams in Boston, because no one gives a shit about Sam Adams. Like, why doesn't the bars in Boston just have it like...
It's like a cheapie.
Sell it as like a $2 beer.
Oh, it would be fantastic. They'll probably actually drink it.
You know who likes fucking Sam Adams? Shout out Jonesy, fucking Vermont beer makers. His number one go-to.
Sam
it's
Adams.
Fucking, dude, he just drinks 1,000 Sam Adams before
favorite
before
breakfast
Vermont
grilled
beer
cheese
makers.
Sandwich.
Well, I remember one. Remember like
high school nickname Tornado of Souls.
Remember they had that the shitty like that cognac, that snifter stuff that it was like super secret, like. Like before, like craft beers became like
this
a big
Sam
thing.
Sam Adams,
yeah, they had
Utopias?
That like chalice, yeah, the Utopias.
It's like $100
like,
a bottle.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
legitimately.
Yeah.
Like,
what
just,
was so? What were you gonna do with change it to another outfit?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, I could turn the light off, and I don't. My back might be too fucked up.
What are you trying to
what
do?
What is going on?
It has to do with last episode.
All right.
Let's do it. No. You guys just keep talking.
I'm watching. I'm gonna.
I'm
fucking,
not gonna do the pants. I'll just do the shirt.
I'm gonna fucking crank off. I'm cranking off. See what I've been waiting for my whole life.
I'm sure you did.
Woo!
So what do we see on the way over here? We saw some more freaks driving over here.
Oh, shit. We saw... Oh.
Well, we're going to get to the corn cob pipe in a second, but like we saw some other fucking weird
freaks.
Oh,
we saw that lady jogging in fucking bootcut jeans. She was a total...
She had a bootcut mask.
Total Cambridge fucking yuppie.
Canine.
On that... that would be the rich part of Cambridge, right?
We drove down like a street in Cambridge. It's like... every house is like $40 million.
And then there was this lady jogging.
First of all, there was a dude
cuts.
Doing 85 on that fucking side street on rollerblades. He almost like went back into the past.
Oh, Bev. Why don't you just take your pants off and put those on?
I was going to, but you can see my balls when these underwears on. I don't care. Do you care?
We don't give a fuck. Where's that from? We're like, I thought we were best
this
bros.
This Zubas, dude. I have a matching fucking pants and the fucking.
I thought best bros could see anything and it'd be okay.
Dude, I don't mind getting naked in front. Hey, if the last fucking time I got naked in a hotel room, I think one of you guys beat. Oh, no, I tried to rape someone.
No, you tried to rape me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. You're an awful human
and
being.
And cooch and that.
But you play it off. But you play it off, but you're fully awake and you're fully erect. It's terrible.
I'm not awake.
I bet you it's the only time you get erect.
Sometimes you just don't get like a random boner.
Yeah, not when I'm with my buddies.
I mean, I don't want and then to get I don't, one. It just fucking kind of happens.
And then since you claim you sleep with your eyes open, you grinding and rubbing, and then you're like, well, I'm asleep. But you're fully awake.
Dude, you put on like techno, and you gave me a bunch of fucking Molly, and I was like, that's kind of sick.
You're fully awake as you're grinding. Just silky fucking boxes.
Slave to the grind, bro.
Grindcore over here.
I can safely say you're possibly one of the most terrible human beings.
Do you know who you are?
Bob Genghis Khan.
Got him, dude.
Buried. Favorite cool murder.
I do like the Zubaz pants put on like an apron.
Like a smock. I just tucked them into my pants.
You look like a chef. You're gonna fucking.
You know what's good about these, dude, is you can't see my balls like that time you were in that.
Dude,
boat.
If the fucking lights turned off and they turned back on and you were wearing that, I would just explode.
Fuck!
I would turn into a ghost and the ghost would die.
If my back wasn't fucked up, I could have pulled that up and you guys would have heard me like falling over and be like, fuck!
Actually,
pants,
why did those
I think
go
the bulldozer
in
this place tonight, actually.
Why did those go out of style?
Kind of fucking sick, right?
Yeah, they really are. You look pretty amazing.
I don't know why it reminds me of that, but remember when, like, for a brief period
of
time.
Do you want to take a picture of me?
Somebody take a picture.
When you ordered Domino's, they gave you this tiny football that was like, you could throw it like 42 miles.
Like a little Hutch football?
Oh, the Hutch footballs. Yes, you could. You could throw them. 10 football fields.
You could spiral the thing and it would go like 400 miles.
That's some of the greatest street football ever played was with those Hutch footballs.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
Fire those things over the red line. Train. It was awesome.
And you always throw a fucking spiral. I could have been in the fucking pros if you could have played with a Hutch.
Yeah, if only they played with a small Domino's promotional ball that you got on the pizza.
The Noid's the quarterback.
The Noid's back, man. And he's looking for trouble. Yeah.
Speaking of
the
vintage.
The Noid is back. Is that a song?
It is now, man.
Speaking of vintage ads, what would that? That's a good one. What else is good?
Oh, vintage!
What a segment!
Well, I think we're doing vintage beer ads.
Yeah,
is there anything else good in the world?
The Noid's a pizza. All right, so I have two.
No, you can kind
of. I didn't even get to do my favorite murder, but I think we already talked about
favorite
episode.
Murder. Hold on.
No, you can go back to it.
Lock and killing that hooker, FBI using that duct tape technology they had never used before.
I know somebody who was involved in that too. Yeah, and they're like, that's the reason you can't put Quincy kids together in Bridgewater Prison because he keep making too many bird noises.
Oh, is
that
why?
Driving everyone nuts. Yeah. So burp, to everyone in Quincy, that's in Bridgewater right now.
And then fucking. Yeah, yep. Walpole.
I'll tell you a story.
Was it the first time they did the underneath the duct tape fingerprint thing?
Like he had like left a fingerprint on the duct tape, and they used some like new technology to, like find it. I don't know.
They threw her in the quarries.
Yeah,
but they pulled the body out when they were looking for someone else. I think.
No, he didn't go to the quarry, so the dude didn't know. Like in between where like Leo and Rooftops and Running Mike was, and where Ships was, there was water, but there was like a ledge. Like a foot
underneath
under
the water.
So like they like tied cement blocks to her or whatever and threw her in the water, but like it was a fucking foot deep.
It was a victimless
crime.
Man.
Fucking, yeah, exactly.
Except for the victim.
Is Bob fucking hammering himself or is he pissing in that bucket?
Going off rooftops right now.
Hey, so while Bob's pissing in that bucket, we got to send a shout out to Mickey Pierce's
boy. Oh, yeah, Mickey, man. Thank you for speaking of the bucket that you could probably hear coming through right now.
Smells. I haven't had water in like 2 weeks. It smells.
I can see it.
Hopefully, no one can hear you.
For a high def, he made a series of Boston Accents themed Home Depot buckets.
Yeah, he made them in real life, which is insane. Yeah. We're going to take the
fucking graphic
and make it. We just made stickers, and we're going to make some new stickers of the Home Depot bucket.
So if he brings them to the Banshee, they have the outdoor patio. We set them up out there. We can have an outdoor bathroom.
And everyone can just piss in them because everyone knows it's a fucking. What we should do is we'll tell everybody that follows the podcast when to meet us at the Banshee. Come see the fucking buckets and come. You can buy us as many beers as you want. There's like no limit that night.
I'm back, baby.
What'd you say? Like your piss smelled weird because you haven't drank water?
I'm like, I've had a headache for like 2 weeks.
Why don't you drink some fucking
water? I
know,
I haven't had water in like 2 months.
It's got to be unrelated.
It looks like fucking syrup, for Christ's sake. Smells like a motherfucker.
There's
got to
be some water in those roast beefs you're eating, dude. I've seen those things.
Oh, can I talk about that worst fucking lobster roll I've ever had?
If you need to.
I need to.
Is it funny? Or
no,
just mad?
It's just, I just want people never to fucking give that place business ever again.
His own personal yell.
60 seconds, let's go.
Yeah, Belle Isle, which used to be fucking Diesel. I got a lobster roll there. I was jonesing for one. My wife, we got seafood there. We got it. Fucking scallops are soggy. Clams are soggy. I unfurl the fucking lobster roll, and it's huge, but it's on a bed of just shitty like iceberg lettuce, which is kind of old school, but nobody.
What's your favorite murder?
And it's just fucking buried with fucking mayo. It was fucking a nightmare.
So I thought this sandwich was like your favorite murder.
I took one bite, and then I actually went to Kelly's and got a good lobster roll. Legit. Say what you want about Kelly's. They make a good lobster roll. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, that's how I said I get it off my chest.
Do you feel better?
I feel better. I do feel better.
Are you going to adjust your belt all day? Or are you going to fucking
Nothing fits right because I put on all that fucking weight. So the belt is like collapsed. Weird. The pants don't fit right.
We're supposed to start eating healthy today, remember?
Nah, one night we're going to take Matt to Kelly's pub and get like 9 pizzas. I wanted to get... there's so many other things.
So
but go back
to
that
TV
ad.
Commercials.
Oh.
It's my least favorite murder.
Woo! Zee!
It's my own after that comes up.
Beastmaster.
I know what mine is. What's yours?
So there's a couple. It's kind of
corny. The one they told us.
But I used to like the Bud Bowl during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And, dude, who doesn't like fucking Why Ask Why?
Drink Bud Dry.
Because what the fuck is Bud Dry?
Oh.
Do they even put... You can't do that. That noise.
You can't ever do that noise again. Ever. I'll play that one.
Why not? I was like, so excited. Like, fucking... I would kill for a Bud Dry. This guy... Somebody
Why?
Must what have a case of
like,
him somewhere.
I think
those are Slapshot lyrics.
There must be a pallet of him somewhere.
In high school, I probably drank one when it came out because like, it had a commercial,
fuck.
But I don't remember. Like,
kill for a drink right now.
What does it taste? Oh.
Pretty good. Huh?
Still or just in general?
Yeah, what was the top 25 high school drinks? Aftershock... Like
Zima.
Southern Comfort, Zima.
Bud Light, so you drank Bud Lights, but you got Bud Light bottles if you were a fucking baller.
Yeah, absolute legend.
Natty Light, Natty Ice.
Yeah, Natty Ice.
Fucking, Black Label is a big one.
They're going to be digging Natty Ice up for Quincy drinking spots 35,000 years
Purple.
From now.
You guys have Purple Passion? It was like a 2-liter. It was like cheap. It was like a...
I never saw
it. It was
that,
like
actually.
A mixed drink and a fucking 2-liter. I think it was like low
Dude,
alcohol.
Dude, those companies were fucking making
what's
money.
Up? Oh, yeah, what about the what's up?
Yeah, that one's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Dude, it's funny. I actually went to see this like independent movie in like the mid-90s. And before it, there were like all these little shorts people had made. And one was that same exact what's up Budweiser commercial, but without Budweiser. It was just like some dudes made a short movie. And like they must have had a guy like buy it off them. And the same dudes in the Budweiser one.
I always thought the...
those guys were all right.
Yeah, Miller Lite ones cracked. They were terrible, but they were kind of good in their own way.
Well, it tastes great, less
filling. Yeah, for some reason, let's just get all these like has-been athletes and just have them just shout at each other.
Well, dude, do you remember being a kid and going to a Sox game and it'd be like half a family would be like, tastes great,
yes,
less filling. Like, how the fuck did you, like, why was everyone doing that?
And those are the days when
you can't watch baseball, dude. It's boring.
Some people still throw batteries.
Yeah. Throwing batteries is like the great American pastime. They just built a game around that. Like, we got to bring everyone that throws batteries to one arena.
We'll have these guys like have a ball and shit, but whatever. Have like a ball and chain.
Social D. Trying to think of other ones.
Oh, dude, lol. You're out.
Can't think of any other ones, actually.
Beer commercials?
It's always Budweiser. Or Miller Lite.
Like, well, they're the fucking Clydesdales, bro.
Yeah, classic,
no, like, dude. Classic Dales, kid.
Oh, the Bush ones are pretty good. Head for the Mountains.
Bush.
I don't think I've ever had a Bush beer, to be honest.
You ever had
a
Bush Light Draft?
Never had a
Bush. Used to be the official beer of NASCAR.
Never had one.
You get a 12-pack for like $4. It was awesome.
I never had a Bush beer.
Used to drink them while they were going around the track.
No, like literally, I said on the thing, like official beer of NASCAR. It was cheap as fuck.
I had Bush.
So I don't know anything about like NASCAR. I don't even have a license, but like, why do they drink milk when they win?
It's like a tradition. I don't know where it comes from. I don't know.
Wow. Bob, edit that out.
You used to live in New Hampshire. Fucking,
no, I have
it's
to
the
say,
south of the
a,
north,
a NASCAR race is like one of the greatest things you can ever go to. Just forget about all of the people that are there, but as far as like an
in
event
the cars.
Where, but you, it's everything. No, but you can.
What does that mean?
The fact that you can BYOB everything, like bring your own, you can bring like, a, and you can just sit in the stands and just get fucking hammered off your own beer. Yeah. Food's cheap. And everybody's kind of...
They could turn that into an experience, into some sort of bar.
They're very chill. I would recommend a NASCAR race once in your life.
All right. Hey, I just want to point out, that dude just almost played the fucking riff from Tall.
Oh, the dude.
I think Tull? That Jethro Tull.
No, Benefit? Tall. What?
Jethro Tull.
The Rift. Jethro Tull. Do you think that that one dude is from Tall?
You said he was. What,
he's taller than us.
Was he really tall?
Guy, PS is pretty tall. He was taller than you by like a lot.
Tall was like, it was two dudes that were wicked tall.
The one have a huge beard.
No, but it's been a while.
It's not. It's just long. It's not even that big. It's like just long as fuck. ZZ Top long. What are you looking
tall?
At?
Tall!
I'm just looking at.
Like, tall!
I don't know. If they respond with a riff, then we'll know it's them.
That's the only. Dude, do you want to do a week, like Cardoza of the week?
Yeah, Cardoza.
Now?
I don't know.
Already now. I'm just trying to think about other things.
Just trying to silently think on this podcast.
Yeah, I can't.
That's
really
good listening right there.
Bob Genghis Khan.
Hey, you got like that one. You're milking that one.
I really. Oh, I know we can talk about.
We just won the NASCAR.
Is the sounds. So there's a review that I'll read later.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just from an asshole that just.
Someone's complaining about the sounds. Yeah, but then in our group text, he was like, dude,
your butthole.
You got to stop the sounds. And like, that's just, you're just making me want to make them more.
I would do a whole episode of just sounds.
That review is awesome because I don't know what the review actually is, but I think he got banned from, I think literally, like, he doesn't even get our podcast anymore. Like, Apple, like, blocked.
Yeah, they blocked.
Yeah,
the company Apple blocked.
Yeah, he went to look for it. It was gone. Like, thank fucking God. But the funniest part of this whole thing is another one of our friends.
That was a monkey paw wish.
Side texted me out of our group text. It's a guy that we call Guy Fieri. And he was like, yo, you should sample this sound. And so, hey, if you're out there and you're listening somehow and your name is
Sour Noodles.
Thanks for telling me to stop doing the sounds. Sour noodles?
Sour noodles.
Oh, he's back, baby.
Guy Fieri sent me that, dude.
Oh, he's back.
Sour noodles.
He like literally was like, dude, use this.
Hello, sour come noodles. On. What?
No.
Sour noodles.
I tried to look for one that was like enunciated better, but there's no at all.
Sour noodles.
So, hey, hey.
There goes Bob. He's done.
I think his eyes noodles, falling out this was not my idea.
Oh, this is sour noodles.
You could just find an internet forum. There's that guy's on there bullying somebody. he bullies.
It's generally pretty funny.
Yeah, hey, well, I appreciate
that,
it.
That is the one thing I have to admit that, like, the guy, the material for days. He's never not been funny. Never. He's got a few things that are questionable about him, but one day the pictures of him in his fucking the top hat and the fucking blue fucking suede fucking like.
We're going to find that newspaper article. I don't want to reveal anything else.
They tried creepers to scrub it from the internet, but I think if we use that Google thing, we can probably get it.
Oh, fuck. I'm wrong.
No, Guy Fieri was supposed to get me that. He's fucking dropped the ball, but he come through with one. Yeah, nice.
Who has it? Nico?
No. I bet Nico's got tons of stuff on him, right?
I just want that one newspaper article. That's all I want. We can be like, so if anyone knows.
Sour noodles.
Here's a little background. Anyway.
I'm going to try one of these tabletop beers.
Dude, I think the first time ever seeing him is like the greatest thing ever. It was like when me and Cooch just randomly went to see 13 Ghosts at like the Midway, and like Tommy the Terror's opened up.
Literally everything else was done that day. There's nothing else to do.
There was nothing else to do. We decided to.
Dunkin' Donuts closed.
COVID was happening.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
They shut down the sidewalks.
Like, who's that guy in Tommy and Terra's? He might as well just be playing the guitar out in the parking lot. He's like, he's far away in the back. He looks like he's 75 years old, and he's just like noodling away.
In the Midway?
Yeah, and we're like, who the fuck is that guy? I think he was
terrible.
Ripping, because you could still smoke at that point.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck is that guy? And that was the last I ever saw. I never met him, and then I met him through like the internet. And I'm like, wow, this guy's a fucking prick. And then you meet him in person, and you're like, nah, he's kind of awesome.
Oh, he fucking rules. Yeah. It's just like you got to like know how to like understand the jokes, or else you think he's a prick.
If you don't have a stomach.
Those are the best jokes, though.
If you can't take being your feelings hurt and like stuff getting personal and you're
that's
not.
Why we're that's, fine, because we don't have feelings.
Everybody right now, pause, rewind for like 35 minutes to when he was like, you fucking guys are insufferable.
Well, you guys aren't. So, hey, by the way, I just want to go back to the fuck, marry, kill.
I was going to read that as a review today.
No, you know, I'm going to tell you something. That actually, normally things don't bother me. That actually bothered me.
It was 3 weeks ago.
It doesn't matter. It bothered me.
Listen, I talked to a lot of people. Probably at least a couple hundred people.
It bothered me.
And I was like, hey, do you think that Bob's reworking of the Fuck, Marry, Kill acceptable. And everyone was like, nope, there's only one way to do it. It's the way that Sean did it. See, it's not just Sean.
No, see, it bothers
me. He's the Da Vinci of our
but
time.
But at the same time, that's karma. Because I treated him so poorly for like so long, like trying to get him into bed, like that whole the way.
Oh, what? Jesus, you know, Christ. And, this is before he was a Thai friend.
So no, but you know, the first thing you do is like hurt people's feelings, treat them badly. But
hello,
you know,
come right
he
in.
He became like a tight friend of mine. So like, I truly think of him as like a best friend.
Dude, the tight
so, like,
friend of mine is the worst.
I was like totally like blindsided by that. But no, seriously, dude.
The kid is the man.
Yeah! Shout out to our boy Desmond.
Absolute greatest quote of all time.
Sirloin, that is the greatest fucking quote. Just it's on 100 different levels.
Can I ever tell him about when he slapped a teddy bear out of my hand?
The kid is the man.
Yeah, you can, dude, you can tell it right now. That I'm going
to
play that noise.
Don't want to.
I'll tell it then.
No, don't want to tell it.
So
no,
where were you? Fucking Old Orchard Beach or fucking Hampton Beach?
So we were staying at Old Orchard Beach, and we're going back to the place we rented, and I see that the hot rod outside that bar. That's there's like an Irish bar downtown
the
Old Orchard Beach.
Sick, gorgeous lowrider.
I go, Liz. I was like, I know who's in there. I'm going, cool. But we had just come from like the carnival, so I got Gigi's teddy bear, and I'm licking an ice cream, and like I roll in, like totally forgetting that I probably should have just handed him off. I come into the bar, and I roll up, and there's
you looked hard.
Well, one, he's with like a chick, so he probably didn't even want to be bothered. So like I go in, and I'm like, hey man, he sees me, and like he's like, I'm like. Let's take a picture. But of course, me being like half retarded, like I got my arm around him with the teddy bear and the ice cream, and like I'm like licking the ice cream, and he just like turns to me, just slaps the fucking teddy bear out of my hand.
The kid is the man. Like,
and then, so I'm like, all right, I fully,
it's so sad.
Fully understand. So then I'm like, well, I'm still gonna have a few more beers. So then I go back over to like drink, and like he's totally like. Like I wasn't even there anymore.
You blame him?
He just nope, not at all. Absolutely not.
Well,
nope.
So I guess right. He doesn't drink anymore. He's like doing awesome. Hey, big shout out, dude. Yeah, glad to hear you're doing awesome. Yeah. But back when he did drink a couple of years ago, I went up to visit him, or I was just up in Portland. I fucking hit him up or some shit. And I got in that lowrider, and yo, I weigh like a lot now. And he like hit the hydraulics, like we went up, and then it was awesome. And we start driving, and we like. Went over a bump and it bottomed out because I was in the fucking car and he was like, oh, fuck. And he like made it go up a little bit further, but like the bottom of that car is probably worth $50,000. You know what I mean?
Dude, he's fucking legit the work he does.
Not anymore,
stuff,
baby.
Man. He's a fucking, that's a smart guy, man. He does some shit that, man, wish I could fucking accomplish some of
kid
that.
Is the
be
man,
nice to be
kid
smart
is the man.
And be good at
he
shit.
Told us
the
this.
The kid is the man.
Raise quote of all time. Hat.
It's literally my favorite quote ever.
Flat brim hats are my favorite.
You just don't get style, dude. You know how I can tell? I'm looking at you.
Style. Dude, this is from...
Styled on you.
Is it blown out, right?
No, it's nice, dude.
Yeah, the B stands for blown out.
It's from fucking 9/11.
He's talking about his Red Sox hat. I don't know. It looks 9/11. Fine. It looks fine if you want to wear
a Red Sox
hat.
How's a Red Sox hat from 9/11?
It's just when I bought it. That's why the flag's on the side of it. After the towers went down, when the baseball started up, they put all the fucking American flags on it. Yeah.
Oh, nice, man. Hang on to that. It's going to be worth a lot of money.
It's the only thing that fits my melon. Look at the fucking line on my head.
You should have sold it before they made the new tower.
You're cutting off the circulation. Dude, you got to get these fucking ones I get, and it breaks. It, like, my head's so fucking big. I buy an XL. And now you like,
oh, yeah, you got like a size like 8, right? Like some abnormal. Like,
I think it's 8 1/4.
You got like a size 8 head and a size 10 like inseam. What is it?
Oh, giant inseam, dude.
Legendary inseam.
Absolute inseam. Dude, I don't see that.
You're all torso.
What's the point of having a giant limp dick? It doesn't matter, dude. I'm a grower, not a shower. As long as you fucking, when it comes down to it, if you got some shit, that's all that matters. Fucking Pringles can, kid.
The can is the man, dude.
The kid is the can.
I could go with some fucking pickles.
Dude,
what about
the man?
These fucking things?
I haven't taken a sip yet. I'm just.
I haven't taken. Where's mine?
Smell that for one second.
They have like a weird beer holder. It's different. Everyone else has this like fucking 4-pack. They tried to make their own. They're a bunch of fucking.
It's a Wormtown Brewery. Fucking.
Oh,
hell.
Oh, it's awful. It tastes nothing like blueberry. Nothing like lemon.
It just tastes like a pile of chemicals.
Oh God, dude!
It's fucking poison.
Table Talk brand blueberry lemon pie ale.
Oh boy, is that
kind of sour?
Terrible.
But like, what kind of beer is it supposed to be?
I think it's supposed to be a DJ Knife beer.
Hey,
oh, that's wrong because the DJ Knife beer was awesome. Shout out DJ Knife.
Yeah, man,
dude, this is like one of the worst things that's ever touched my lips.
This is brutal, dude.
And it's only 5% alcohol.
A
so it's
lot
like
of
not
stuff
even worth drinking.
Brutal attack on the taste buds.
Oh my God.
R A. See you later.
No, it's not even worth like taking. That's trash. That's
you'll drink it. Don't worry. You'll drink it.
No, I'm not drinking that.
You'll drink it. You'll drink it.
We'll drink those when the rest are gone.
That's the worst thing I've ever had. I don't like that.
I think that's a Wretched Ones song.
Going down the bar.
It's definitely, it's like the subject matter was definitely covered in a Wretched One song. Speaking of Wretched Ones, that made me think of like old those shows. We're back to Tommy and the Terrors now.
Oh yeah.
And
Show was Tommy's birthday. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Scheme they had going.
Little good fucking move. Handsome fucking
classic.
Dude.
How's Tommy? Yeah, he's a blast from the past.
How, huh? Dude, can we talk briefly about Peebles' guitar tone?
Oh, Peebles. I'm just going to talk about Tommy's.
You want to turn the Peebles on me?
Peebles.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't know. That's it. That's the end.
The pie
that's
is it? The guy is what they say.
Oh, his guitar.
You take you take a Strat, you plug it into a PV solid state amp, and you get this noise. And it's for some reason fucking money.
Can you do a Mustaine filter on that? You take a Strat.
For some reason it's money.
Well, because Logan is a superior guitarist. Say what you will about Guy Fieri.
Oh, nice fucking look at that.
Well, dude, he wrote all the Stress Crack songs. Frosty Death, top five song of all time written by any band.
Yeah, and of Troy.
I wouldn't get out of
I'm pretty sure. Let's not get out did of he hand. Write the beginning of Shred This, that like mosh part, like the sick intro?
Yeah, I mean, he wrote a lot of the cool
that's all,
stuff.
Dude, that's no, awesome. Dude,
that song's good.
Right? So he's a superior guitarist to Peebles, maybe, like in one or two categories. You stick him and Tommy and Terrors, and they were not as good. Peebles had the magic with the tone.
It was the Flame and Dice.
It was the Flame and Dice, like the reverse at Les Paul. Actually, the regular
you know what? It was the acoustics at Dee's, I think.
It was just perfect, perfect. Do you know what I did that time when I fucking passed out live in the middle of the set? Johnny D's Down Goes Frasier thing? They're playing a fucking set. I'm on God knows what drugs. And I'm like, at Dee's, I mean, there's a lot of people there, but I was like up against the stage, like singing along. They were my favorite band at the time. And I just pass out. I just fucking fall down like timber, like a tree.
Surprised anyone noticed you with all the other people fucking dead on the
floor. I unplugged every instrument and every microphone when I fell down, and I'm like 200 pounds, like laying on all these things in the middle of a fucking song. It was bad.
You shut the band off?
Yeah, basically, like they just like, fuck, dude.
Game over, man.
Game over, man.
It actually got me thinking, like, I don't know if he still actively plays his guitar, but he actually wrote good stuff. Like, the reason why I say he wrote good
Beethoven's
stuff,
Ninth Symphony,
but a lot of stuff that he wrote, it wasn't just him. Like literally, like he might have been like
Dave Beethoven.
Like some people like take like
they call him Da Vinci of our time.
Some people like I want to give him a compliment because I normally just shit on him, but
are we talking about
a lot of people. Guy Fieri, a lot of people just take shit and like literally like rip it off and like pass it. Like he actually put a little bit of thought into it, and like there's stuff that he wrote that like it just comes from a different place and just like stealing stuff.
Is that the Mortal Kombat?
He gets a lot of credit for that, man. He's wrote some good songs.
He has written some good songs, yeah. Just saying.
That sounds like Napoli's. I think they had that when you open the door.
It's when you return your sub and get your money
back. I saw that happen in real life at Napoli's. I got returned a half-eaten sub. It was awesome.
Napoli's pizza in Haverhill is delicious.
Quincy, dude.
No, the one in Quincy Center.
Oh, I didn't know there was one in Quincy Center.
The birth of Mortal Kombat 2.
Is that the place where the guy had AIDS?
No, that's
every
Super Chef. I'm
that's
sorry.
Every place. That's one of your best lines. Is like, what was that place? Every place.
I keep forgetting that Super Olindy's, Chef.
CVS, fucking every place.
The one in Haverhill, they don't put cheese on. If you ask for extra cheese, they put a piece of provolone. Is that how that works?
You don't like the grated cheese. It's hardcore, man. Like that'll kill you. Like three slices max on that stuff.
Tell me
the
about Parmesan. Explain to me, dude.
Three slices of grated cheese. It's like quantum
it's what it
realm
is, right?
Shit.
Is that beach pizza or is that a different thing?
No, it's different because it's just totally different. It's got the similarity to beach pizza, but the dough is like... Oh, the dough is a lot better on that Napoli pizza. It's like nice and it's like more crispy.
What's the place up in Hampton Beach? Christie's or some shit?
There's Christie's.
Christie's convenience store. Shout out to you guys.
Christie's. Christie's in Wollaston.
Yeah. Christie's is better, man.
Christie's is the same thing. Extra cheese and you get a piece of provolone.
Yeah, you can ask for provolone.
So
yeah.
People that don't know, there's this weird fucking offshoot of pizza in New Hampshire called Beach Pizza.
Salisbury Beach.
It's also a weird offshoot of America called New Hampshire.
Yeah. Good. No masks needed ever.
No mas.
No fucking motorcycle helmets. Just fucking live for your die.
Oh, this place rocks.
Stone Cold Animal Facts up there.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And it's like a Sicilian piece of pizza that just comes with sauce and grated cheese, like the green cheese you'd get in the aisle at Stop and Shop where it doesn't fucking need to be refrigerated.
No.
But then if you ask for extra cheese, then they put a circle piece of provolone on it. It's fucking insane. It
comes from the ethnic aisle that's Irish and Chinese.
Yeah, yeah.
So that beach pizza.
I love that aisle.
Yeah, I'll take some fucking soy sauce and
lots of ball soup and berry tea, baby.
The beach pizza, it's mostly sauce, and then you just like throw like a little bit of mozzarella on it, like very sparsely. And then they, you can ask for provolone, but that's the extra cheese. They'll also put, if you,
but
you
it's
can,
just be like, I want another kind
you
of
can
cheese.
Also get American, they'll put American cheese on it too. That's like a fucked American, up. But Napoli's is straight up Parmesan, like Romano cheese, like grated. Like it's, that's like the
I fucking hope to God these guys stop playing and they're listening to this and like, this is the shit that we had to like stop practicing for.
No, they're recording this a podcast. Talking about like, mozzarella these cheese. Guys next to us are a bunch of dickheads. They don't like Sublime. This is fucking bullshit.
You have a cup up to the
so
wall.
Can we go back to that corn cob pipe before I forget?
Yeah, all right.
So remember that corn cob pipe that we saw last week, Pierce and I? Which
I can't go back.
Yeah, we put the photo on fucking Instagram. Hey, I just wanted to shout out Crime Ridden Sobriety, Brett. Thanks for asking.
We got him.
I just wanted to double back on this because
0-30. We got
him. I was kind of out of it last week, but what I wanted to tie that into was, it's not a Cardoza story per se, but it's this lady that looked like Morrissey that worked alongside me at Beacon Street.
Might have been Morrissey.
Actually, I'm insulting Morrissey, but it was this lady. I won't use her name, but she wore these. She was very, very mad. And I'm going to be honest with you. Straight up.
Spit
gonna,
it out,
it's going to sound like I'm shitting on the disabled and like downtrodden. And I kind of am, but it's the only way I can come off.
Everything you've ever said sounds like
so,
that, dude.
I like so
that.
She would wear, she was like Morrissey. She'd wear these like open like blouses at the desk.
Dude, I actually do like this.
And no, you didn't. She looked like Morrissey. Picture this.
I'm just picturing the blouse
she,
only.
And
right
she
now.
Had these weird wispy chest hairs that would like swirl out of this blouse.
Oh, I don't like it anymore.
And then she would also have them come off her chin. They were like Billy Goat, but they weren't. It wasn't like a full Billy Goat beard. It was just a random like wispy like hair that was missed in like the shape. Hey, but what she had was a mechanical arm, and this it was like
wait what dude?
And yeah, dude, it was like
I like that.
So this is the 80s, like 90s. Like if you
Mecca
had
Morrissey.
And I'm sure that you could get like a real like mechanical arm at the time, but the one that they
she had a fake mechanical arm.
She had a bootleg mechanical arm.
It was this weird.
She got it at Napoli's.
It literally looked like the end of it looked like the thing. You know the old people like they can't bend over anymore. They pick up the
yeah. That's what they had for those prosthetic arms.
So it
like
had
the triple. Thing.
It had like a claw at the end with like a soft like pad
it was,
on it. To,
it was like
but
a
it was,
thumb and then like a two.
But it was just this long like mechanical thing, and it literally like took 2 days to like get it started up. Like me trying. To get an erection, needed like a 2 day head start. Like, it's like, burr, burr. She had this button, and, burr, zzz, and the thing would like just fucking move, and it was dirty. And then the thing would shoot out, and it never picked up anything that she was trying to pick up with the fucking thing. And she was an absolute nightmare because she was like, definitely like loved women, but she would like hit on like all the dudes and
she also loved machines.
It's like yeah.
You
didn't know,
she could get that fucking claw on like a chick's nipple. They might like that.
You didn't know what to stare at. I just remember like
just lay there for 2 days. I'll get this thing fired.
I got the weird lazy eye. So one eye is just like fixated on the wispy chest hair, and the other one is just watching this like mechanical arm like spill a can of soda all over the fucking desk. It was like, but it was it just looked. It was so. I wish I had a picture. It was so archaic and the noises it made.
You said archaic.
It was unfucking.
What does archaic mean?
It's an archaic word.
It was like, hey, you don't have any money. This is the best you can have. Here you go. It's just a fucking
that
like,
is what archaic
picker upper.
Means.
It's fucking unreal.
So slower picker upper?
What job was that?
That was Beacon Street. That was
the car.
Dude, I got stories for days to go back there. Wait till I get to the when I inherited the fucking porno, like the military chest full of fucking porno.
What was the best one?
What?
Porno.
Oh, no, this guy, Leo, he was like 275 years old, and he died.
Where is Nova?
Nobody knew he died, and Cardoza comes down one day, he's
still
like,
alive, though.
I hear him, and he's like sliding. He's just like, ah. He's like, dude, he's like, that's his fucking chest. He's like, it's all for you. He's like, I took a few, though. He's like, if you don't mind, I took a few, you know, but you can have the all for you. I know you like to fucking crank it. Ah. So he just slides this fucking chest out in the middle. I'm in the middle of a building I work at with a giant military fucking hope chest in the middle. And he
you
just
should have told the fucking robot to pick it up for
you. He just kicks open the fucking lid, and it was like in fucking Pulp Fiction, that glow. Like, this is fucking, like, shiny. And it's just fucking,
was there one in there called Pulp Friction?
Oh, fucking porn. But it was like every, remember Swedish erotica? Remember Swedish erotica, like those glossy, like the
that was a nice,
high,
yeah.
Dude, it was like from number one to like whatever year it was.
Oh,
the
fuck.
Dude, like, it was in a straight up pile
of
like porn. He's like, hey, he's like, yeah, you're gonna give it, you're gonna fucking pull it tonight. Tug it. I'm like, yeah. So I didn't know what to do. So I'm like, all right, well, why don't we take the chest?
Let us start jerking
like,
off now.
Like, there are people, why don't we just, so I took it in the back and I just took
two. Was this the first time you took it in the back?
I all the time, very forceful. But I took it into the back room and I filled two two or three trash bags full of fucking like these magazines. And then I filled, I had like this giant backpack. And the first place I went, we went over, Guy Fieri and like these other dudes lived over like by Carmel Street over by Fenway. I was going over there to party. So I just literally roll up to this party with a bunch of dudes and I just like empty out these giant like leaf bags full of fucking porn. I'm bummed. I left them there. I mean, I'm sure those guys fucking tugged it off for fucking years after, but that stuff is probably like worth dough.
Yeah. You know? Used porn mags? That's worth a lot of money.
No, the Swedish erotica with the perfect gloss, like just perfect, like condition.
Stop
like,
doing that hand gesture.
Mint condition. Like,
stop doing that hand gesture. Jesus Christ.
I've never seen it in such quantity. Like
DIY encased.
Oh, fuck. I want to tell everybody about a porno mag. Just fucking buy me some time for like 10 seconds.
Tell that story again backwards.
Can't. I gotta go pick up somebody at the airport, as a matter of fact.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, well, that's why. We have like 10 minutes left.
Call the bomb threat in. It's like Logan move. I mean,
okay, so this is pretty cool. If you guys out there like the band Samhain at all, and I'm sure you probably all do.
You know, no, the only person I know that likes them is Andy and you. Who else likes them?
Their output is literally untouchably good.
Minor Threat back in Danzig.
And you're probably like a fucking Danzig fucking fan like me.
That's what
August 1979 Playboy. And inside one of the fucking photo things, this dude, a Danzig fanboy turned me on this. I told all our friends like Samhain, didn't tell you. dude, Danzig exactly copied one of the chicks in Playboy for the cover of Unholy Passion.
Oh, really?
It's fucking, but he drew like skull face. She's like a
I thought he meant like he copied her like.
He like traced her fucking body.
He became her.
So yeah. all 3 foot six of them fucking traced that fucking thing out.
Oh, yeah, since he's not tall, he can't be possibly good at music. You're right.
He's awesome at music. He made 3 Danzig records, which are
He's a Dwarf Finchie of his time.
Anyway.
Just awesome. Everything else he does sucks.
All right, so what else? We don't have that much time left because Bob has to go to the airport. You want to do a quick Stone Cold Animal Fact, or should we save it for next
week? Let's just burn through some fast shit.
I gotta dump that piss out too.
So here comes another one of our.
Way to say it.
Animal facts.
All right, here we go. We got 2 animals left. Actually, it's pretty good because they have the same fact about them. It took a long time to find this. They scrubbed it, but I got it.
You used Google again?
Again.
Oh man,
back at it, dude. Google's back at it with this.
Bob, listen to this fact. Do you know this already?
Bill Cosby scrubbed everything.
Peregrine falcons, wild Mustang horses.
Whoa,
same fact. Sublime's going to back me up on this one. They can be taught a little bit of English. They can say, hi, how you doing? All
those
that type
guys,
of shit.
Too?
Yeah, back at it.
Are you fucking serious?
They can breathe underwater. They're scared of earthquakes, and they live near Dunkin' Donuts.
Underwater?
Yep.
And they can say, how are you?
For a brief period of time. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Peregrine falcons and wild Mustang horses.
If you guys don't believe them, Google it yourself.
And the word mustard comes from Mustang. It means fast horse.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you're spreading fast
horse sauce. Yeah, sauce. That makes sense.
Horsey sauce.
I just passed away. I can't breathe anymore. It's just ridiculous.
I'm scared of ghosts, dude. I'm scared of ghosts.
Can I read a couple emails?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just real quick.
Please do. There's no Ask Bob this fucking week. Nobody's got an Ask Bob. That sucks. Fucking shitty.
You bastard.
We're going to do Ask Bob in a second. Stop trying to fucking steal my shit, dude.
I got to go pee again in that bucket.
Then pee. I'm just going to read some emails.
Yeah, read an email while I pee.
I made up
bucket.
A song about it.
Kid's the man, dude.
All right, this one's kind of fucking awesome. So this dude named Tycho Oscar, dude.
Definitely fake name.
From Malta. And you can see on
Malden?
The... When we go to like the website that hosts this shit, you can see we're in like 40 countries. I don't know who you fucking weirdos are out there listening to us that don't live in Quincy, but thank you. So Tycho from Malta.
Jesus.
He listens to the podcast when
Malta,
he
the
travels
damager,
for work.
Baby.
He loves it. And he has a question for Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, when you come back, we're going to do an Ask Bob. But, dude, his question is, when do you eat?
Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, then he's like, what is his favorite movie and music? I will listen to it. Thank you. But, like, dude, you know, it's like, you can only ask one fuck. Tycho, settle the fuck down, dude. We're going to do one question at a time.
I think it's Malden, dude.
He goes, when do you eat? All caps. Then he comes in with, like, 3 other questions. Dude, it's one
Definitely
question
Malden.
Per person. Hey, don't answer yet because we got 2 more emails. And this is actually a pretty good one. Maybe we can do this one next time for my boy Salvageable Filth.
Yeah.
We're going to do this next time. Dude, I love what you wrote in.
Salvador Quincy.
You know what the fuck it was. We're going to do it next time. And
when do you eat?
Dude, Jen Hook emailed us again. She's looking forward to the next episode.
JH, back at it.
She's asking a really good question, dude. Why don't you just keep an extra pair of pants and underwear and socks and shit in your car?
Yeah, what,
maybe a towel. Shit, yeah. Maybe a towel and some wet wipes. Separate paragraph. Maybe a snack too.
When have I ever made a when have I ever made a good decision?
What if we got your little baby toilet to use during the podcast? Another suggestion from Jen. Thanks, Jen. Shout out to the hooks and that little baby. Yeah.
What if you put the pants inside the spare tire in the trunk of the car?
Now maybe we shouldn't take your emails anymore.
Maybe we should fucking.
Nice. Yeah, I got a wife.
All right, so listen,
dude. Telling me fucking his wife. What to do it.
I was gonna make a new intro for this week, but I didn't have fucking time. So now it's time for a segment we all like to call
"Rust in Peace."
So the question is from Tycho Oscar. We're gonna use his first question. He had many questions from Malta. When do you eat?
All day long. I eat all. I have no willpower.
Give us times, dude. Give us some
destroyed with facts and logic, dude. You're out of here.
I eat at like 5 in the morning when I wake up. I eat like at 11 a.m. I eat at 2 p.m. I eat at 3 p.m. I eat whenever the fuck I want, I eat. If I'm hungry, I'll just eat whatever I want. If I'm hungry at 2:30, I'll just get a whole pizza and eat it. Not even think about it.
Maybe get two.
Man, whatever I can fit down there. I thought I can throw it on the gullet.
Didn't we go on diets today?
Today, after tonight, because we got to take Matt to get like 9 pizzas.
All right.
So.
Well, little does Matt know.
Listen, the reason that that's okay is because no one that I promised like daily and all those dudes that I was going to start eating healthy today is going to listen to this till after it comes out. So
yeah.
We're recording this on like May 3rd.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that was the question? Like, man, people, you got to up your fucking questions. So it's a fucking
no, but it was all caps. Just as when does he eat?
That's some Euro shit.
Yeah, it sounds like fucking Keiko's wrote that or something.
Maybe just read a couple reviews real quick and then we'll do any parting. Fucking. So, hey, everybody out there, more people need to send us emails at bostonaccentspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, some weirdo from Malden can do it. You can do
it. No, Malta. It's a country.
Malta. I thought that was like a drink.
I looked it up. I don't even remember where it is, but it's fucking
South
somewhere.
America drink. Malta.
They call them the Maltese Falcon.
Oh, yeah, fucking Malta like milk balls?
When it's homemade, it's pretty good, but when you buy it out of the fucking bottle, it's
Falcons,
horrible.
Dude?
No, Malta. Never had that shit.
You can't make a homemade Falcon.
It's fucking brutal.
What are you talking about, dude?
Malta, the fucking drink.
It's not a drink,
yes,
dude.
It is.
All right. So the first one I don't really like. This is from fucking
Salad Noodles.
I think.
Nice, dude.
Says the sound effects in episode 9 were more annoying than hearing Springer cover Glue with Tawny Punk Scally Cap garbage bands and
DDs. No, we knew that's
clean from. ATM. By the way, that was the Blue Bloods, and I remember that. It is fucking the worst. Whatever, dude.
Salad Noodles.
The next one's from Gage at WAAF.
I can't to go to DDs right now.
Gage. It says. Too many, all caps, too many Gage. Weirdos for a yard sale, but does work as a podcast.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Gage.
And then there's actually like a legit one from our new boy, Party McFly TBC.
All right, skip it.
I first heard about this podcast from Triumph Screen Printing's Instagram. Shout out Matt Triumph Printing.
Yeah, dude.
Since I go through them for shirts, where can I find the one that you guys printed?
Can you make fake IDs? Can Triumph do that?
I figured I'd give it a shot, and my expectations were blown away. Not only was I laughing the majority of the time, but growing up in the South Shore and going to shows in Boston, Brockton, a lot of the content is pretty relatable.
1-2-1.
Thanks for the laughs, and hope to catch you guys at a show when the world opens again. Dude, we all hope right. to catch you too, and it's one of those things, when you see us, we're going to let you buy us as many beers as you want. Yeah. We appreciate that ahead
Can
of
I
time.
Give a shout out to that dude of the Sam Black Church shirt at the shirt auto place, whatever that place?
Oh, he didn't even mean to show it to everyone. That was so sick. I'll put that on the fucking Instagram.
That's like the greatest thing of all time. That popped up, and I'm like, I'm wherever that is, I normally wouldn't take my car for service, but I'm taking my car for service.
I like that.
That's not bad.
I let him service my undercarriage.
All right.
Do you have any closing thoughts there?
You have any thoughts?
Nah, but we don't need people fucking calling in, making sense, telling people the right thing to do.
That next literally episode. Made no sense.
Yeah, I don't need one. That shit.
You sure you're okay to go to the...
We're going to talk about a New York City roast beef place that Stanhard told me about.
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm talking about it.
That's just going to be terrible because I hate the person.
Cameron play the opening. Bowery roast beef.
We're going to talk... Dude, Cameron has this one song.
Ties into anal sex, actually.
I have a crazy Cameron thing. So the last show I went to... I mean, this is embarrassing as fuck, but I went to see Weed Eater.
Yeah.
That was the last show I went to. I go to shows 3-4 times a fucking week. You know, that I just happened to go to that night. I didn't know it was going to be the last show I went to. Same night, Cameron playing the Middle East downstairs.
Nice.
Sold the fuck out. Because I was going to like, I'll do a bang bang. Because Cameron has that one really good song. And, no, dude, you couldn't fucking get near the place.
Too many beasts.
It was fucking unbelievable. Yeah.
Absolute roast beast.
Yeah, better than going to that Madball concert. So, you know.
I wish I was there.
We'll talk about that next time. I wish I was there, too. We ended up not going. Long story. And, dude, Sublime came back, and we are fucking out.
Yeah, they beat us. They beat us.